Many had travelled long distances, some had camped out overnight to secure their viewing positions. Around a million people were predicted to turn out for the Queen's funeral procession, and the reality looked pretty close.
It doesn't do it justice. Like, you see stuff like this on TV and you think, like, oh my God, that looks incredible, but like seeing it here, like in person, like all like music and everything going past it were amazing.
Rachel Quayle had travelled from Bedfordshire together with three-month-old daughter Bobby.
I personally had always said that I wanted to be here for the Queen's final farewell, and I happen to have a three-month-old who will come with me, and we'll be able to share these memories. Although she won't remember, we'll be able to share things with her in the future.
With large parts of central London closed to traffic, the capital's stations were braced for enormous crowds, the royal funeral drawing in spectators from all around the country and beyond.
I don't like watch at home. It's not the same. It's not the same with football. It's not the same with funeral. No.
I feel like being here in person is much more of like an event, and it will make us feel so much more, and we can pay so much more respect.
Yeah.
Audio from the service in the Abbey was broadcast to those waiting along the route via a PA system. And the enormous crowd, eight or nine deep at the barriers, stood and listened in hushed attention.
I think it's totally beautiful. It represents a lovely day. We're celebrating the Queen's life. I felt I had to be here.
The two-minute silence was observed with an electrifying clarity and stillness. And then came the procession itself.
This is what these tens of thousands of people lining the route have waited so many hours for, to see with their own eyes the final procession and to experience the spectacle and sheer momentousness of this occasion, and for the chance to say we were there.
It was family connections that drew the Nashers to want to pay their respects in person.
My dad used to work at Westminster Abbey. My dad was a Queen's armsman. So he'd seen the Queen, met the Queen, lots of things at the Abbey. I've been to services at the Abbey. So for me, she's been sort of more of a part of my life for, 30, 40 years.
Those unable to reach the Mall watched the service at a public screening a short distance away in Hyde Park. Thousands more gathered in Windsor to follow the service broadcast onto big screens there. There were similar scenes in cities across the UK. Monday had been declared a public holiday because of the funeral, and hundreds of thousands of people took the opportunity to pause and reflect on 70 years of the royal reign.
Even during state visits, you do notice that the monarchy of England, and especially the former queen, that she still had such a respect from the other monarchs too. It was nearly like she was a grandmother to them.
For many in Britain, the Queen was a constant. Governments rose and fell and were replaced. The economy fluctuated, but the royal family continued. And the size of the crowds show the loyalty and affection with which the Queen was regarded. The sense of what has been lost with her passing may take some time yet to sink in. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Central London.